Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
On the text line. I did sign that on the text line. This is the mansplaining. I said they called to verify my employment yesterday. Mm-hmm. Get in the house. Lopez didn't know. It says, Landry, it's not about verifying the employment. Thanks for the three Landrys, sir. You're going to have to show your bank statements, and they're going to call you for additional paperwork. Dude, do you have any idea how much paperwork I filled out? You don't think I gave them my bank statements, my W-2s, my tax forms, my social security number, my past employment, my past...
So all of this work, you ain't give them your social.
Come on, bro.
That's like the first thing they ask for.
Exactly.
To even get in the door.
I had to upload so many damn documents.
Wait till you close.
Insane. Well, we signed.
You already closed for the house?
I mean, We signed a crap ton of stuff.
You probably signed the commitment. Yeah, once you close, it's a bunch of stuff.
Landry, you're not just going to verify your employment.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
They need your W-2s, Landry.
I'm not opening a $5,000 credit card. I'm getting a damn house. Lord. You mansplainers crazy.
Yeah.
Happy Friday to everyone. Texans yesterday, they were at Bryce Young's pro day. And I want at 11 o'clock, we'll get into, there's been like something that many people have believed the Texans look for when it comes to prospects. There's a team that looks at that now, and it ain't the Texans. I'll explain that at 11. I'll make that make sense. But the Texans also yesterday met with Will Anderson. And I want to just lay out the path to the Texans getting Will Anderson, who some believe is the best player in this draft at this point, with all the question marks about Jalen Carter. And many believe if the Texans decide not to take a quarterback at two, Will Anderson would be the guy. Let's start with the path, the first path to Will Anderson becoming a Texan, and the one that I think would break the internet and lead to a lot of reaction. What if the Texans, in a traditional sense, as we talk about the path to Will Anderson becoming a Texan, what if they took him number two overall? What would the reaction be around here, where the vibes are pretty good right now?
Groans, rage, anger, frustration. I mean, pick a word there. However, I mean, there's so many factors that are going to be coming into play on that. Is Bryce Young gone? Is Bryce Young available? Then it would get even worse. I keep going back to the same thing. We don't know what they're thinking, man. We don't know who their guy is. Everybody has one guy over another. There's rankings. It's natural. So we don't know. I personally, if they don't think they have their guy and they take Will Anderson, I might be a little frustrated because I want a quarterback, but also a little bit optimistic that they got the right guy for one, because I think everybody has a consensus on Will Anderson. And they can get a quarter. They have the resources to get a quarterback next year anyway.
I would be a little nervous because who is on the roster? We got Case Keenum, Davis Mills, and somebody. I think we got somebody. I can't remember, but
EJ Perry, whatever his name is.
I would be nervous as hell.
I think the reaction would be obvious. There'd be a portion of fans who'd be pissed off because they want a quarterback at two, no matter who it is. There might be a little bit more trust than there would be if it weren't D'Amico Ryans as head coach. So you would have that, and the internet would immediately break.
Yeah.
Question I have, though, is could there be another path towards Will Anderson being a Houston Texan? And let me just lay this out. So if the Texans are going to take a quarterback at two, let's pretend they take either Young or Stroud. Could the Texans get Will Anderson later on in the draft? Let's just go through the scenarios. Let's say that quarterbacks go the first four picks. Whoever Arizona trades with, they draft a quarterback, and then let's say the Colts take a quarterback at four. So let's say four quarterbacks go in the top four. It's not too far-fetched to think that Tyree Wilson goes before Will Anderson. Crazier things have happened. A lot of people like Tyree Wilson. It's not the craziest thing. And let's pretend that Jalen Carter, who was considered the best player in this draft, still is to many. Let's say he goes in the top six. So you get to the seventh pick of the draft.
Yeah.
The Raiders have a lot invested on the edge already. They've signed Max Crosby to a big deal. They signed Chandler Jones last year. So you don't think that the Raiders would take Will Anderson. Could Nick Caserio call his buddy Josh McDaniels and try to make a deal and maybe bring in whatever they want to take? Maybe you trade a first next year and something else, and you trade up and get Will Anderson. Could that be possible? I don't see him falling to 12, but if he goes to 7 and the Raiders already have a lot invested in edge, they're probably not going to be obsessed with the possibility of getting Will Anderson, and it would be a hell of a lot of money to invest. Could Nick Caserio call his buddy Josh McDaniels and get Will Anderson, and we see Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud on the same team on the same day?
Yeah, I think that's a real possibility. And the other thing that's going to be difficult to predict, it's not impossible, but how many times have quarterbacks gone 1, 2, and 3 in the draft? I think it's like 3 times total in history. So the odds are they're not going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. But it could be where quarterbacks go very high in the top 5. But it only takes more, you know, it only takes a couple for things to start changing and for you to be able to make that move. I think that could be a possibility.
What would the cost be of such a move? You trade a first next year and then maybe
12 to 7.
Yeah, 12 to 7, 5 spots.
Yeah.
So what would the cost be?
It'd be pretty high.
I mean, 9 to 1 was 2 ones and 2 twos.
Yeah.
You're talking about 12 to 7. And you're talking about, obviously, you're giving up 12. Maybe you give up a 1 next year, and do you have to give up something else?
Probably
maybe
another 2 or 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that would be so sweet. That would be so sweet to be able to do that. I think a lot of it just hinges, Landry, on how many quarterbacks go at the very top. It's very rare for quarterbacks to consecutively go that high. But if they do, and I don't know, you know, how they really feel about this class, but if it is like, you know, Young and Stroud and somebody really, really, really likes Richardson or Levis, it could happen. And then all of a sudden anything's on the table.
You think Levis is going top 10?
I do not. I like him, but I don't think he's going top 10. I'm just saying, you always hear me say it, it only takes one. I think somebody's fallen in more than, maybe more than one somebody has fallen in love with Richardson based on, you know, his athletic feats. And that only takes one as well.
Both of these guys going in the top 10 would be wild. Now, crazier things have happened. And the real key to the draft, like as we talk about the path for Will Anderson, the real key to the draft is Arizona right now at 3. Don't you think? Like Arizona sitting
well,
at 3?
Yeah, because like what are they going to do, number one, and how many teams are going to be wanting to deal with them? I think Arizona is definitely going to be one of the top picks that's going to be dealt with, so to speak. Yeah.
And maybe Arizona's looking at this and saying, man, we're not going to have an opportunity more times than not. And they still could have that opportunity if they traded back one spot with Indianapolis. If Indianapolis wanted to trade up one spot, and let's say they want to get the third quarterback, and let's say the Texans did take Will Anderson and Bryce, man, if the Texans take Will Anderson and Arizona hasn't traded yet, they're sitting on a gold mine. Because now all of a sudden they're sitting there where they could
everyone, whoever,
whether it's CJ or whether it's Bryce, they're sitting in a wild spot. And that's the other thing about this whole thing, as we talk about the path to Will Anderson. If you're willing to take Will Anderson number two, then, man, you would almost be better off just trading back and then maybe crossing your fingers, depending on where you want to trade back, and maybe trying to get a Tyree Wilson or trying to get a trade up and get a Will Anderson or a Jalen Carter. If you're going to do that, that would be my problem. Like, the biggest problem I would have with taking Will Anderson number two, it wouldn't necessarily be that you didn't take a quarterback, because if you don't love the quarterback, I don't think it's a position you just settle for. But if you were going to do that, then I almost think you just need to trade back and try to stockpile as many guys as possible, and then use the extra equity you got to go up there and get Will Anderson, Tyree Wilson, or Jalen Carter, whether it's at 7, 8, something like that, 6.
Talk about people getting frustrated and mad. You move back and let two quarterbacks, both those quarterbacks, go ahead of you. I'm not saying it would be the wrong move, because we, like I said, we know what Will Anderson is. But can you imagine trading back out of two and letting C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young go and scooping up Will Anderson? People would go nuts, like nuts in this city. One other thing about the quarterback position, I think it's possible your scenario there about people wanting to get more quarterbacks in the top 10 than usual, because it's kind of like become the bizarro running back when it comes to the draft. Like, everybody used to say, oh, you can get a running back in the second or third round. You can get a running back in the second or third round. Now, it's always been the case, but now it's even louder and more significant. You have to get a quarterback in the top 10. You have to. So I think they might be overvaluing. I think certainly in the case of Will Levis and Anthony Richardson, they're like overvaluing them so much that they have to move into the top 10 to get him.
The path to Will Anderson, 713-572-4610. What would be the appropriate path? What would your reaction be? We'll get more into this as the show goes on. But coming up, two of the best teams in the state, two of the marquee teams in the state, they're going to be in action tonight. And if both of them win, one of them will be in town next week at one of the biggest sporting events in the entire world. We'll get Lopez's passing thoughts, and we'll try to lay out our ideal. We're going to look out for the city of Houston. We're going to lay out our dream Final Four next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.